a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Enrolling the child in her school for prep for next year, for 2025.
Oh, it's all happening so fast.
India May, such a big girl she is. Anyway, so we're going through the process. We went on a tour yesterday. It was awesome. There was a guy, I don't make eye contact with people at the gym of a morning, but there was a guy that goes to the gym in the morning with me.
Oh, as part of the tour.
He was part of the tour, and I was like, because I recognise him,
yeah.
But I've never really said g'day to him as I've walked past him at the gym. Is now the time? I chickened out, so I didn't.
Yeah, good.
But anyway, so it was awesome. It was a bit of a moment. Carly and I had lots of, like, times when we were holding hands and just, like, squeezing real tight. But the actual online process, I think I said, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, it must have been Monday because I put it through on Sunday night. The enrolment process online took me like an hour and 20 minutes or something.
Well, that's the test.
Well, the real test was I got to the end of it and it was like, you're missing fields in some of these pages. You need to fill out these fields. And I just couldn't work it out. So I gave it to Carly. I was like, can you have a look at these pages and tell me what's wrong? Because I filled everything. Anyway, we got there.
She figured it out in two seconds.
One of the most revealing or judgmental, I feel, or like I felt the most judged at this step of the process. And it's where you get rated as a parent based on your job.
What?
Yeah. So parental occupation group codes. And apparently this is the thing for all primary schools. I don't know about senior schools, like colleges.
Definitely primary schools. Don't know about senior schools. It's used to determine the funding that different schools receive from governments.
Right.
Because even private schools, Catholic schools, state schools, whatever, they all still get some portion of government funding.
Right. Okay, that is not what I thought it was about.
Well, they don't tell you that. Like,
okay.
Well, I didn't know that until Lingy just told me that then. So we're like hoping for the best. Like trying to get the best grades because they literally take your occupation and use that to pop you in a basket and grade you as either an A grade parent, a B grade parent, C grade, or D grade.
Okay, so if you had not told me it was about funding, I would have been kicking off right now.
Group A, Group B, Group C, Group D, rather than A grade parent.
Where do elite sports athletes come in?
Well, believe it or not, you and I are on the same level as Cameron Ling for the first time ever.
Group B is...
We are.
Group B, for instance.
Group B.
Group B is like business managers, arts, media, sports persons and associate professionals.
Well, I am an associate professional. You are right.
Also, farm owners. So your dad would also be Group B.
Okay.
So yes, that's right. So I fell into Group B, as did Carly.
So what's Group A? Doctors, psychologists.
Well, no, senior management in large business organisations. So if you're like a CEO or something,
yeah.
Government administration and defence, and qualified professionals.
Hang on.
So qualified professionals.
This is definitely not us.
I mean, I don't have a certificate or anything, but I'm qualified to be here in some shape. I did a 2-week course.
Okay. Qualified professionals generally have degree or higher qualifications, experience in applying this knowledge to design, develop or operate complex systems, identify, treat and advise on problems and teach others.
Okay, I did not understand any of that.
Exactly, so you're not A grade.
You dropped the grade.
Yeah. Okay, so it's about funding then. Okay, well that's good. So they're like, hey, these people don't make as much as these people, so
no,
their kids need more money.
But you would think so. But look, Group C, tradesmen and women, clerks and skilled office sales and service staff. Tradies should be Group A.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
If you've paid for a call out recently.
A plumber or an electrician,
they're
Group A+.
Yeah.
And Group D is machine operators, hospitality staff, assistants, labourers and related workers. I mean, if you're qualified to sort of drive a forklift, then you should be Group A as well because when you turn the steering wheel left, it goes right. And when I just can't get my head around it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now, grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Yes, it is back. One of the absolute favourites. I Feel Seen is returning to your radios. I know everyone's celebrating, so excited. The way it works, for those of you who haven't heard before, is two of the team, in this case it's going to be Tom and Log, are going to act out a scene from a movie. I, as the guesser, have to guess what the movie is that they are acting out. Don't forget at the end of the scene, you two as well, so I know you've finished acting, to say, and scene.
I had forgotten that bit. No, I would have forgotten that,
yes,
for sure.
Yes,
no,
because good, I'm good, sure good, 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 good. Your acting will be so good, I almost won't be able to tell the difference between real life and the movie.
Or what the movie is.
Yes, true. You ready?
Okay, so shout out to Log for the idea for this one. So I'm excited. I'm going to drop the background music.
Take
Make
away,
it good.
Tom.
Here we go. Bruce Bogtrotter, would little Brucey come up here, please? This boy, Bruce Bogtrotter, is none other than a vicious sneak thief. You're a disgusting criminal, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cake. Chocolate cake. You slithered like a serpent into the school kitchen and ate my personal snack. Ow.
Oh, did you hear yourself?
A little bit.
Work through it, work through it.
Don't break character.
Sorry.
Do you deny it? Confess!
Well, it's hard for me to remember a specific cake.
This one was mine, and it was the most scrumptious cake in the entire world.
My mum's is better.
It is it? How can you be sure unless you have another piece? Sit down, Bog. Here we go. Smells chocolatey, eh? Now eat it.
I don't want any, thank you.
Eat it!
And sing.
Oh, wow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I just hit the table really hard.
You do have a broken hand.
I forgot that I didn't have a writing crop in my hand. It's actually just my hand.
My only thing is, if you hurt yourself like that, you just got to act through it. Mm. And eventually you got there. Outstanding, both of you. I think I know what the movie is.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give one little critique before I guess the movie?
Sure.
Oh.
The movie, I believe, is from an English writer who then, it's sort of an English movie. And I wondered who the young American boy was who was talking at the start.
If you listen to the actual YouTube video, which you will in a moment... I think you'll understand.
Our accents were on point.
Yours exactly. Was superb. Your Thank accent you. Was beautiful. I'm going to guess it is the movie Matilda.
You would be correct.
Bruce Bogtrotter is none other than a vicious sneak thief. You're a disgusting criminal, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it is American.
So you lose points for being so critical of the accents, but
yes,
you do win on that front. You got the movie right. Well done, my friend.
Yay. Oh, thank you. Well done to you too.
Oh, don't come at me now with that.
So how's it going to work going forward? Are we going to continue to rotate round, or you two are just going to continue to act out scenes and I'll guess?
No, it'll be Log and I, and then it'll be you on your own, and then it'll be Log and I, and then it'll be you on your own. So similar dynamic to the show as a whole.
Oh, I'm going to get my monologues prepared.
I Feel Seen returns next Wednesday for our mates at Stan.
It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I Feel Seen. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. K-Rock. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Cameron Linger, a man that wears many hats.
Yes, I'm not wearing one today, but yep. With what you're referring to, yes, sure.
Yes. You're a guy that people are like, hey, we want to know your opinion.
Well,
you're sort of one of the dads of the AFL.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're everyone's daddy. Certainly that's how the Cats players treat you anyway.
Yeah, you are big daddy.
Big daddy-ling.
Oh, stop it, please.
I can't say daddy to him. It's disgusting.
And do you know what? You've been roped into quite a bit since you've retired.
Yep,
you know,
you get
asked to do things and you're so lovely that you always say yes. Well,
when the price is right.
And also when we're not involved. For some reason you feel like you can say no to us but not to anybody else. So that's okay. Look, you know,
I think that
means we're in the inner sanctum. Personally.
I think it does too.
Anyway, someone sent me a message yesterday. I was like, hey, did we know about this? You've stepped away, and you've done it quite quietly too, from one of your, I guess, most polarising roles.
The one that you just... put a helmet on at the end of the year and cop abuse for.
Yeah.
Yes, the All Australian Selection Committee.
Yeah.
I have stepped away. I didn't mean to do it quietly. It was pretty much a phone call a day or so ago with one of the AFL guys, and they were just checking what I wanted to do. I said, listen, if you got someone, go for it. Like, so, sorry, let me rewind for a second. There's a charter from the AFL around the AFL selection committee, and selectors now are tied to basically two terms, almost.
Okay.
Presidential terms, we might call them that.
Yeah.
But of, I think, 3 years each.
Yeah.
And then they can do a third term if you like. I think that's what the charter says. So it's about 8 or 9 years is the maximum a selector can be on there these days.
Oh, right.
The way that they've made it more official. I was on there for 11 years.
Right.
The only reason was, when there was sort of Gil McLaughlin announced his, he was moving on, and they hadn't quite finalised on Andrew Dillon and all that, plus a couple of other selectors stepped off at the same time, they asked me if I could stay on for another couple of years.
Sure.
Just so we didn't have too big a change.
Yeah.
There were a few new people came on in the last year or so, Nathan Buckley, Kane Corns, those types of people. Then this year it was, hey, no, listen, I'm more than happy to step aside.
Yeah.
Didn't know who was going to replace me, but we have found out that it's one of my Channel 7 colleagues, Abby Holmes, former Adelaide Crows player. She's going to take over the role.
Yeah. So it's not just because Kane Corns was there and you just didn't want to spend any time in a room with him?
No, that is not the truth.
Okay. It says here, yes, you're stepping down, this is the Daily Mail, to pursue other interests.
Oh. What are your other interests, Cameron?
What are they?
Just spending time with you two.
Oh.
Quality time.
Oh, yes.
Until you ask me to do some more stuff, and then I'll say no.
All right, so very interesting. So you're stepping away. Abby is stepping in. Are you the last of the crusty old fellas that's has been moved on from the Australian selection squad or committee?
There's been like a refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Who is currently? I think Glenn Jakovich is still on there.
Yeah, right.
So he fights hard for the WA team.
For the Eagles players.
Oh, Eagles, yeah. And then occasionally goes, oh, and by the way, Freo's over there too. Let's get a couple of them in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you do look after your own backyard a little bit. I think he'd be the longest one. Mind you, I think Kevin Bartlett's still almost seen as the godfather of the selection committee. He's been on there for a long, long time.
Right, okay. So no other reason, no feuds, there's nothing. I do have to ask you, right? So we had a whisper that you'd be handing over the Premiership Cup last year. The year before last,
apologies.
Yeah. But you weren't allowed to say anything, and then that was sort of leaked. And then we found out a couple of days after this. So, Cameron, is there anything else going on that we need to tell people about you?
No, you can read it on a different website.
Yeah, okay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Time to talk cats, and we've got a very special membership offer to tell you about at the end of this chat. But one of our favourite success stories from the football club is joining us on the line now.
Without question, Tommy, one of the favourites of this show, one of the favourites of all the Geelong fans, Premiership player, Premiership midfielder, Tommy Atkins is on the line. Tom, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. We're kind of on the eve of the season, Tommy, given opening round starts this week, but not for the Cats. You've got to wait another week. What's the sort of late build-up pre-season feeling at the moment amongst the Cats and yourself?
Yeah, it's been great, Lingy. It is nice having this weekend off as well. I think it's a good opportunity for us to freshen up going into round one. And, I think we saw some really good stuff in the first couple of practice matches. A lot of our young brigade starting to develop and become really good players. So, it's been an enjoyable last month, I guess, of being able to actually play against some opposition and see where we're at. So, keen to get a break this weekend and then get into it.
Now, the Selwood stand looked absolutely ace on the weekend. The ground was only half full, though. So what's it going to be like to run out to 40,000 screaming fans at your home ground?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy. Feels like it's been probably 4 years since they started ripping it down. It's going to be surreal. And even on the weekend, I think everyone sort of migrated over to that that part of the stand and we got a real feel for what it's going to be like. But yeah, I'm not really sure what to expect. It'll be good fun.
Tom, as you start a new season, sometimes the rules change and sometimes it's just the way the umpires actually sort of police the rules. Each season they have different things they're focusing on. Jimmy Webster copped 7 weeks for a head-high bump on Jai Simkin from the Roos. Is that something that you will carry into the season, be very, very conscious of? I see Tex Walker's said that he's actually taken it out of his game because it's just too uncertain.
Yeah, I think Tex is right. I think even probably a couple of years ago, we sort of knew that as players that if you're going to choose to bump and you get someone in the head, then you're going to be in trouble. So it's not something that's part of my game. But there's also times where you've got to make split second decisions, and you know sometimes you make the wrong one. It is a physical game, so. I'm not saying that's what happened with Jimmy, but certainly there are incidences in the game where that happens. But yeah, I know myself that if I elect a bump, then it better be pretty low.
It is a bit of an old school thing. You should try and get out of the studio at the same time as Lingy, go through that door at the same time as him. He'll bang, you'll find yourself into the wall.
Just got to keep protecting.
More than happy to bump my mates.
I think it's fair to say that the Cats probably find themselves, you guys find themselves, in almost a strange situation coming off no finals last year after having been so deep into finals, plus in that magnificent 2022 premiership, that you actually had a long pre-season and a bigger build-up to this year. Has that been a good thing or a not-so-good thing?
Oh, I think it's been a good thing. Personally, it's really freshened me up. I feel like after the grand final win, I was probably just a little bit rushed in getting back to it. We finished so late in the season, and then before you know it, it's practice matches and round one. So this time around, you're almost chomping at the bit, or you just can't wait to get back into training. I think we had 3 months off after the end of the season, which is just unheard of for the Cats. So I know personally, I've probably, if anything, been a little bit too ready to go. I sort of had to temper. I've had to temper my energy and appetite for competition. More than ready for round one this weekend.
Well, there's only a few people who are more ready than Tom Atkins for round one, and it's those people who are going to be in the standing area of the new Joel Selwood stand. So there's 2,300 spots for standing room, and seeing them Friday night, that's going to become its own little bay, its own little thing.
Yeah.
I reckon, Tommy, that could be a very nice rowdy part of the crowd just to get everyone really going.
Yeah, it's been thrown around a bit. Bit of a Bay 13 type atmosphere.
Yeah, I think so.
Blitz, I think it might have been Blitz had a good idea. They should just offer those seats up to Deakin uni students. Standing room. But yeah, make that sort of the uni area.
his mates. Just but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'd be the greatest idea. But it's a cool concept.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome to see it in full swing. Tom Atkins, thanks so much for your time. All the best for season 2024. And for everybody, all Cats fans, memberships, tickets now on sale for all Geelong home games up to round 15. There's a very special deal that they're doing. If you purchase a reserve seat in the Selwood stand and use the code KROCK at checkout, you'll get free two-game MCG reserve seat membership valued at $70 as well. T's and C's apply. That code again, KROCK at checkout, and get that free two-game MCG reserve seat membership. Thanks for your time this morning, Tom Atkins.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.